All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As I am reminiscing with that great Stevie Wonder tune, I want to welcome my classmate from Washington High School. So let me begin like this, Carrie, because I know you don't remember this. Washington, Washington, School of Victory, we are faithful sons and daughters, pledge our loyalty forever. Alma mater, Washington, this a pledge shall be. Alma mater, Washington, School of Victory. Carrie?
Yes. Yes.
So, do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, my dear. Oh gosh, it's I think ingrained in all of our brains.
So, Miss Carrie Houghton, 50 years. What have you been doing?
50 years. Well, 50 years, I have owned for 40 years my own cleaning service, 20 in Milwaukee, and now I live in Florida, which is the Daytona Beach area, and I started it all over again. So that's what I've been doing, and then now I have been running the last, I think, 5 reunions.
Yeah, look, I got to ask you. What is it that made you step up when none of us would, want to take that on? It's more than a notion to do that.
Yes, well, I just didn't want it to fail because I loved all my classmates. I mean, yeah, you always have that one person you maybe didn't like, but I loved all my classmates in 72, and we got along. I talked to so many of my classmates still, and we all decided nobody wanted to fail, and I'm one of those types of people. I'm a party planner. You know, I can plan a party in a day. You know, so I am one of those brains that's what I like to do, and the older I get, the more I get like that, you know. So I just decided that Dean Kapolis could not do it. He was our class president, that I would do it.
You know, Dean Kapolis, Mr. Everything,
yes.
During, you know,
his wife was very sick. Yeah.
So, you know, you watch these movies and when you're younger about reunions and there's always a guy like Dean Kapolis, who was the president of everything, who was the star athlete. He was in charge of everything, and so those of us like me who was just nobody knew who you were, right? And
right. I was very I could not be a cheerleader or anything like that, but I hung around with Casey O'Keefe and all
Casey O'Keefe, yes, the heartthrob, right? Everybody.
Yes.
All the guys.
And Jim Fuchs and
yeah. You know, I ran into Casey O'Keefe maybe 8 years ago. And I was in the same homeroom with Casey O'Keefe. And
oh, I'll be darned.
And it was really good to see her after all of that time, as it is good to see anyone, because the evil consequences of time. A lot of our classmates are no longer here. And you just realize just how fortunate and blessed we are to still be around, Carrie.
Yes, I know. It's, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I still talk to Casey. I still talk to Jim Cederberg, Jim Fuchs, Tim Haas, all of them. We actually went to Vegas for our 60th birthday party, 4 of us.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong here. You guys were 60 years old already? I'm not.
Oh, get out of here, Earl.
What are you doing? So cool. You're exposing things.
So we went to Vegas, and that's why we kept in touch. And so basically it's all, you know, okay, Carrie, and back then it was Carrie Danielson, you know.
Right.
Carrie Danielson, are you going to do it? And I said, yes, I will do it, you know, and I did it. And I did it from Florida.
Well, you know, I still have friends from back in those times, and you know, the life is so short. You know, you never think of that when you're 18 years old. You never envision.
You don't.
You know, 50 years later, and all of us have been blessed to be around still, because, as I stated before, a lot of us are still not around. But I'm looking forward to it, as I always am. The crowd gets smaller as you get older, and that's just the realities of life. But I would never not think of going when I talk to others, and I say, man, are you going to the reunion? And people say, well, I don't know. And I'm like, man, these are pinnacles in life, right?
Yeah,
they
are. And if you don't keep that, you lose. I just feel, Earl, that you lose that connection.
Well, there's no question that what you lose is a part of who you are.
Exactly. And I don't like that. I want to. I liked high school.
Anybody?
You know, I mean, I liked it.
Well, it's the best time of your life.
I know it is, because right. it's the memories, Doctors Park, the football games, the wrestling, the basketball, the, you know, tailgates. I mean, all of it.
So
and we had such a good class.
So I remember. So Connor, I remember the cheers during the football games. I play football.
Yep.
Earl, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Yay! Oh, all right. I digress.
That was fun, Earl.
I just remember just so much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carrie, you've done all this work, and so there are people within the sound of our voices who don't know, and they've lost touch. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, we reach a large swath with this radio station, and
right.
maybe some of our classmates might be listening. And so when is
and
the,
I right
when is
I,
the reunion?
I want it is October 15th this year, and at 6 o'clock at the DoubleTree in Brookfield. And we are having music and food and cash bar and some memorabilia the alumni people are bringing to sell. So that's coming. And then we're looking at a couple little events before and after. But until we get enough people, we're not going to put those in stone.
You know, Carrie, I tell people constantly that who I am right now was shaped during those years, and we really lived during the time at you know, while we were in school, just a safe time. The world was a good time.
Yes.
You know, we came out of the Vietnam War, and so there was nothing.
Right.
That happened. And so we got to enjoy being young people.
Yes. Yes, we did. We did. And you're right. There was nothing. And it was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
You know, it was the most formidable years you ever would think you would have. And the memories that I have are so vivid still. And when you get together and just shoot the breeze, and that's all it is. And the reunions have been, you know, lesser and lesser. And we really want to make the 50th. a special one because it is the 50th, and I think that should say a lot for us.
Yeah, I think without question, Carrie, it will be. I mean, I know you've been really working hard, and so I'm going to do everything within my power to constantly, while we're building up to this, have you on and talk about it, and the word gets out.
Right.
And we want more and more of our classmates, because you never know, this may be the last time.
And you don't know. And I just think 50th is a awesome, awesome, awesome year. You know, I mean, it says a lot for us. You know, we've reached a milestone, you know.
Yeah, you know, I've got this young man who's my engineer. He's 20 years old. Carrie, he's 20. And
he's 20.
Yeah, 20.
Well, I mean, 21.
I have clothes that are 20 years old.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He just corrected me. He's 20. He's 21.
And,
and I look at him and I'm like, wow. It was not so long ago they called me young man. Hey, young man. Hey, young man, and then in the twinkling of an eye, they're calling me elder.
That's what happens when you become our age. They call us elders.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carrie, I'm really excited about the reunion. I'll certainly do everything within my power to make sure that we get the word out. I mean, I want to see the classmates and. And it's not about what you have and what you're doing.
No.
It's about just being there, right? Nobody's going to ask you if you became the president of the United States.
We don't care where you've been, what you've done. It's that you're still who you are, and we're so great to see you again.
Hey, Carrie, I really appreciate it. You and I will stay in touch. And
what I will do on a text message to you, I will send you the invite so you can just put that out.
I will definitely do it. Thank you very much, my friend. Miss Carrie Howden,
thank you,
all
dear,
the way
and
from
thank you.
Florida. And she's the person.
Sunny and 85.
Yes. we've got 80 today, too. So.
Okay, you know. Good.
But it won't stay long. All right. Thank you very much, Carrie.
No.
We'll talk soon. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is our number. We'll be right back.